Hello and welcome to another recording for Mindful Eating, Healthy Eating for the Mind and Body. My name is Carla Thomas. Welcome to another recording. Today I'd just like to continue to share the progress for Mindful Eating. I'm in the stages of still trying to build up the consultation business side of things. This is why you haven't heard from me for a while, and also because of the YouTube channel that I have. Now, as you know, I started the YouTube channel last year. I've gained some sort of viewing presence and I'm hoping to expand even further. I'd like to continue to share that mindful eating is a platform specifically designed for people over the age of 40. Anyone based in the UK who would like to know more about mindful eating, please come over to the YouTube channel and watch what I do on there. Now, I've done this podcast for a while and I will continue to do so for those who like continue to listen to my podcast. But also, like I said, mindful eating needs to get to that stage where it can expand to try and get customers. And this is where I am at the minute. I mean, I am just believing that things will improve. As a person who's over the age of 40, we need to sort of like have a very healthy mindset, and we also need to take time out to look after ourselves and, you know, really ensure that our thinking patterns are made whole. We're living in a society now where everything is all rushed and fast-paced. When we hit over the age of 40, our bodies tend to behave differently to different types of situations. As women, we need to look after our women's health. We need to look after our bodies. We need to get enough rest. We need to take vitamins specifically, you know, for the women, for older women. We need to exercise more. We also need to look at our diet, see if we're eating foods that are too much in fat, too much in salt. And also, if you wanted to change your diet and become a vegetarian or go into veganism, all these things we need to look into when we hit the age of over 40. We need to plan. We really need to plan our lives. Yes, it's good to be spontaneous from time to time, but it's also good to plan. Planning is important because when you plan, you'll be able to achieve the goals that you want to achieve. What are the goals you want to achieve for 2023? Do you want to start your own business? Do you want to have a better mindset? Do you want to exercise more? Whatever your plans, make those plans come to reality. Because in our minds, I would say that idea will come first. And then after that, it needs to materialize. And sometimes we may not have the motivation to do things when things are really tough. Last year, the weather was really, really terrible. A lot of people, you know, had little colds and so on. So whilst the weather is still, if you're based in the UK and the weather is still not great, please look after yourselves. Keep warm. You know, drink a lot of hot drinks, drinks that contain a lot of turmeric and ginger, also, you know, even a little bit of garlic as well. You know, lemon tea, you know, I would say for people right now, you know, before you leave the house, make sure that you have something warm to drink if you're able to. I mean, it's not for everybody, but even if you come back home from work or something, drink something warm, a bit of a warm ginger tea, a lemon tea, and a bit of lemon. You know, we need to protect our immune system. You know, we need to keep our bodies healthy. And this is so important in these times. I mean, obviously, the winter season will soon be over. I think it's probably we're going to have maybe just to February and March. And then before we know it, we'll be back into spring. So, you know, we need to really have a positive mindset on what we want to do and how we want to carry ourselves as a person. You know, and as women, we need to motivate ourselves. I would say, if you know, as a woman, you need to ensure that you have the right people around you. You have the right friend associations, you know, because if you're surrounding yourself with the wrong people, you're not going to be able to move forward. And also, you know, obviously, you know, our living arrangements where you're living. If you're living somewhere and you need to find a better place to live, you know, make it a priority to move from where you're staying to get a better grip on things. Sometimes, you know, we have to stay somewhere for the time being, you know, obviously if you have to save a bit, whatever. But if you are in a place where you're not happy and the environment is not helping you to grow emotionally, then make it your business to try and find somewhere else to live. Make that step, jump out, and find a better place to live. Because, you know, our mindset brings empowerment to us. If our mindset is weak and we're not able to concentrate, you won't be able to achieve much because you're constantly worried about something. You're constantly unhappy. Our mindset is our empowerment. We need to have a positive mindset in order to achieve goals that we need to achieve. So this podcast is basically sharing on what's happening with mindful eating. Like I said, I'm still trying to grow the business. I have the YouTube channel, and I'm hoping to try and, you know, obviously grow in subscribers. I'm posting different videos on there at the minute. Obviously, you know, it's a channel for those who are looking to improve their diet and health. I've put up a few videos up there already. I mean, the channel started, I think I started doing more videos on there probably last year. So I'm working on the channel's growth. And this is why you haven't been seeing me so much, hearing me so much, sorry, on Mindful Eating, the podcast. So I do hope that, you know, as I've sent out this recording today, you know, wherever you're based, whether you're based in the UK or in America, wherever you are, you know, take time to go and visit the channel Mindful Eating. I just want to thank everyone today for listening. Please remain positive. You know, as a woman, stay focused. You know, whatever your goals and dreams and aspirations are, please stay focused and, you know, just try and achieve them and don't give up and continue to look after yourselves in this time. And thank you for listening.